This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Souk on 1080 The Fan.
What a sports day it is today.
I got one more for you that I thought you would appreciate.
Yes.
My last big-time Japanese dad. When he got here, I went in and I hugged the stepmom. Kazui-san is great. She's very lovable. Doesn't speak any English, gave me a big hug and a smile. I went in to hug Mamoru, blocked, threw a stiff handshake right in my abdomen. Mm. Boom, handshake. Mm. There will be no hug.
Yeah.
I kind of forced one when he was leaving, and he's like, all right, fine.
I won't see you ever again.
It was one of those like where when we did it, like he. Whoa. He stuck his pelvis way out, like he was like trying to avoid getting an inside pitch.
Right.
So it was one of those hugs.
He doesn't want a tip to tip.
No.
With
so
you.
I was determined to get a hug in, and I think I got 35% of a hug. But you would have loved me going in for the "I'm so glad to see you," going for the big hug, and just the firm handshake. Thrown to block.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I was impressed with the power move. It stopped me in my tracks. And then we had to...
Well, a man like that, he's got those moves.
He does. Yeah.
You're not going to mess with that.
No.
You're not getting in that.
No. I thought I might be able to bully a hug out of him. Didn't work.
Nah, dude.
Nah, didn't work.
Well, it's opening day, and it's the Sweet 16.
Yes.
And it's just... awesome.
This is fantastic. I love day baseball. I love waking up and knowing you got a bunch of games to flip around.
I have and we talked about this yesterday, Will and I, but a little bit of a bone to pick that there was no 9 a.m. games, no noon East Coast games today.
No.
I don't know why there weren't, because that was...
They used to be a thing. It was like the March Madness. You could get those early 9, 10 o'clock games.
Well, that was just... Why didn't they do that?
I don't know.
That's really dumb.
I was under the impression... I was with you. I woke up, and I knew the Mets played at 1. I woke up this morning and kind of did the scroll to kind of see what was happening. And I, too, was a little bit surprised that we didn't get the early morning game. there's usually someone back there. You've got like the Tigers or the Reds or someone that's playing that early morning game out on the West. But maybe they found that it's hard for people to attend. I don't know, because like back there, like you've got the noon, you know, first pitch. Maybe it's hard for people. I don't know.
Well, it is about attendance.
Yes.
Because, well, I mean, let's put it this way. I don't know if it's about attendance, but Major League Baseball, because I was thinking about this today, I'm like, why can't other sports have great opening days like this?
Yeah.
Like, opening day is just, they own a day every April.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, March. But you know what I mean. Mm. Why can't other sports do that? Well, thinking through that, I was like, well, I think that other sports, it seems to me that other sports opening days are made for TV. Mm. You know, because the NBA will put a couple of marquee matchups out first, and then yep. the next night they'll have their games. You know what I mean?
NFL does the Thursday night kickoff exactly. standalone.
Whereas I feel like baseball is opening day is still more about people going to the ballpark.
Sure.
It's less about TV and more about just the old school.
Well, and I can
tradition.
And I can appreciate that. I mean,
you should. I mean, that's a great sports tradition.
It is.
There are a lot of kids that grow up in MLB cities that remember getting the day off of school and going to opening day.
Well, and you know, you've been part of a franchise that had 30 years of futility, and the one time you knew there was going to be a packed house was what? Opening day.
No question.
Right?
And the hope springs eternal.
Hope springs eternal.
For like, a day.
Exactly. You know, maybe not for everybody, but most teams, you go into the season and there's a belief of, hey, if this breaks right and, you know, we get this and that, next thing you know, I even saw someone, one of the ESPN guys, pick the A's to win the division, and another guy picked him to make the playoffs. Like, or to make one of the wild cards. So again, hope springs eternal, and that opening day, I'm glad that they still do that. I think if you live in a major league city, that is one of those things that if you're a kid, I'm glad we still hold on to that, and we give kids an opportunity to go see opening day.
Well, I think the NBA should do something like this. I don't know that the NFL could.
Yeah, the NFL, that's
I think they got they what they have going on is
they're doing
about
fine.
Right. College football could certainly, but there's so many schools. Yeah. I think pro sports, I just think the NBA, I don't know what the NHL does, but I think the NBA, especially, you know, being in the an NBA market here, come on, man, like, figure it out. Make it, like, it's for other sports to look at what opening day in baseball is and not try to recreate that or have something like that, it's, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
At least try it. Maybe on a Saturday. You know, so kids growing up in Portland or Sacramento or, you know, whoever, you know, wherever there's an NBA team, they get up early and maybe early games, like just like opening day, put games on the West Coast.
Well, I know.
Not on the West Coast, but I guess you would put games on the East Coast. At noon.
Yes.
And then start the West Coast. You know, like have games all day, just like opening day. I mean, come on.
And college football has the big noon, right? And when it's played, you know, that's a 9 a.m. Here a lot. And you get some of that. The NHL has a thing. I think they call it the Frozen Frenzy or something, and they play all 32 teams, so 16 games, and they do stagger them throughout the course of the day. And I know some of the East Coast do have 12 or 1 o'clock puck drops. So out in the West,
they do it in the NHL.
In the NHL, they do. I think it's towards the start of the season. You know, it's like October, November. They have for the last couple of years. They do the Frozen Frenzy where everyone plays on one day. It's not opening. It's not opening day, but they do have it where everyone plays across it, and they stagger the games across all the ESPN networks, and so they do something like that. They're trying. But baseball, I just think the opening day, there's just certain things that certain sports own, and the live ballpark experience, the playing hooky from school. I mean, for a long time, we didn't even have lights to play. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, Will probably thinks we're 1,000 years old, but I remember growing up, we didn't have lights at Wrigley Field. I remember being a kid and it being a big deal that we were playing night games at Wrigley. That happened in our lifetime, Rob, where the Cubs couldn't play at night.
It was a big thing.
So, like,
when they got lights.
You know, that's one of those things that baseball, I don't know, the romanticism of baseball and the tradition and the history of it, I think it's unique, and I don't know if you could try to replicate opening day in any other sport the way Major League Baseball does it.
College basketball used to do the 24 hours.
Yeah,
remember that?
Madness.
And now they do like scrimmages, I guess, when they get their first ones. Doesn't Kansas do something? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Midnight Madness, I enjoy that. It was a big deal there. And I think they ended up being, I mean, they ended up being televised.
Yeah.
But it's not a game. It's just a...
Well, they had games.
It's a practice.
At one point, there were games for 24 hours. It was pretty cool.
Well, I don't know. I mean, just thinking about Portland, it's like the first Blazers game really, I don't know, it isn't a thing unless it's a good opponent, you know?
Yeah.
And they probably have a little problem, too, because they have to butt up against football.
Yeah.
Because they start, what, October?
And baseball has kind of its own little... I mean, I guess the NCAA tournament.
Well, actually, if it's October, because they start in early October.
Yeah.
They're fighting MLB playoffs and NFL and college football.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the NHL starts at the same time, too. So
what do they do? Like, maybe pick a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, they've tried to do
that.
They
do start on Tuesday, don't they?
And they've tried to do that with, like, Christmas. They tried to own Christmas, but the NFL came in and kicked their ass on that. But I also think there's a difference. Again, I go back to it. And I'm not trying to crap on Moda Center. I'll say this about any building in the NBA. There is a real difference between going to a game in an NBA or anything else inside a closed building at 12:30 in the afternoon, as opposed to sitting outside where it's 65 degrees and the sun is shining. You're sitting in the left field seats and you got a dog and a beer. It's different.
It is different, but that doesn't mean you can't have a different sort of tradition in basketball. Like, I remember going to the old Big 8 basketball tournament,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that was super cool was those games would start, you'd have four games in one day, and the first game would be at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Yeah. It was fun to get there that early and know that you had three other games after that.
We had that with the Great Alaskan Shootout in Thanksgiving. We used to go to that, and that was the same thing. You'd get there early, and you had all day or the multiple sessions. NCAA tournaments like that when it comes to Portland and
so if you live in an NBA market, you grew up in Portland. I mean, I just think the league could do a better job of, sort of creating that tradition for people in NBA markets. No, we don't have MLB yet.
I would give two toes to be sitting.
Add a toe.
You gonna do it?
I'll add a toe.
Three toes.
Three toes.
Will you in for a toe?
No, I like my toes.
No, coward.
For baseball?
For baseball.
I'm young enough that I want my toes still.
Oh, jeez.
Talk to me in 20 years.
Dude. Selfish bastard.
We got three toes in. To be sitting right now somewhere in that stadium at the South Waterfront looking out at the Willamette and getting ready for first pitch in a couple hours doing our show out there.
And it hailing on us?
I don't care. I will deal. We got a roof for that, for God's sakes. The idea of that, oh my God. And I know the hail, but how about 2 days ago when it was...
Well, it didn't hail yesterday.
78 degrees. I know the storm never came.
We will rebuild.
I did put my car in the garage, though, for fear of...
Well, that's smart.
...the hail. And then my gal got mad at me, and she's like, what about my car? I'm like, only one can fit, baby.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Gorilla hail? I mean,
I
come on.
Car.
We got to take gorilla
exactly.
hail. We got to take that seriously. Although we didn't get any hail, we really didn't even get any wind, and we got a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
But our patio furniture is fine. So,
well, caused a bit of a kerfuffle at my place. I said she's got a rugged, manly car, so hers could take
Girl, it. You something else.
I got a little girly car. I had to protect mine.
What's she driving these days?
She's got the Ford Bronco. That's made for the Gorilla Hail, is it not?
Ooh.
Yeah. She's got the... Got to get out there. It's a manly rig with big tires. That should be able to handle the hail.
Well, we do have some March Madness. We got to get into Sooks Cougs. That's our Cougs.
That's right.
Our Cougs. I've been on the Cougs bandwagon.
Thank you.
We will get into that, but more opening day nuggies, including some history already made today. Next, here's Will.